Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast. My name's Heather. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about Frenemies, a podcast put together by Trisha Paytas and Ethan Klein of H3H3 Podcast or Production. So I'm going to talk about them and how they relate to the Vlog Squad. I know that a lot of people have been reading about what's going on with David Dobrik and the Vlog Squad right now. And I think it's important to know how Trisha Paytas and the podcast Frenemies has to play. Like, honestly, this whole, I don't even know if you should call it a movement, but kind of what's going on with the Vlog Squad. A lot of amazing things have been happening on the Frenemies podcast. They've been giving a platform to a few different people who have honestly had horrible, really bad, I mean, horrible is an understatement, experience with David Dobrik and his group of friends. They call themselves the Vlog Squad. And so I just kind of wanted to give an update. I did a separate episode where I talk about the allegations against David Dobrik and his group of friends, supplying underage girls with alcohol and, letting some really horrific things happen, in their vlogs, actually, which is really, really upsetting and horrible for anyone that has, been in these situations, because it sounds like it wasn't just one. So I'm going to go ahead and kind of tell you again a little bit more about the Frenemies podcast and kind of the timeline of how things started and then how they are right now. Okay, so I figure we should start at the beginning. There's a long history between Trisha Paytas and H3H3 Production or Ethan Klein. So pretty much, this is such a strange story, honestly. It's just, you could never like write this. Like, this could be a amazing, movie, honestly. It's just the most random story. But pretty much, a long time ago, I would say, like, okay, maybe it's only been like a year and a half, on this one podcast, H3H3, Production or Podcast. Ethan Klein, this guy, did a whole Instagram versus reality episode where he, honestly, I did not like the episode, I'll be honest. I mean, I like Ethan now, but I thought it was a kind of rude episode, but we all have our own opinion, I guess. But he did an episode where he talked about the difference between Instagram photos where they're, highly edited, and the expectations are ridiculous. Well, that's a good story. Like, that's a good message to be sending, but I just didn't like his approach because he was like making fun of, the pictures of like, oh, this is a girl that looks like she's, a beautiful mermaid. And then, oh, actually, this is what she really looks like, a beached whale. And so I didn't like how he approached it. I thought that was kind of rude. But anyway, so he did this video, and one of the people he talked about was actually Trisha Paytas. And so Trisha Paytas saw the video and got really upset. Obviously, I mean, I would have gotten really upset too. Like, I was upset for the people in the video, I'll be honest. And so she got upset and she responded, and they kind of like went back and forth. She ended up going on his show. And then they slowly started to build actually a kind of friendship, like an odd friendship. Like, they were, they would fight. But she kept coming back on their show, and then they actually wanted to do like a kind of dating series where, okay, we're gonna find Trisha a husband or a boyfriend or whatever. And so she on the show like started dating some of the guys. They did like a bachelor spoof, but she actually ended up dating Ethan Klein's wife's brother, if that makes sense. So Ethan Klein's wife, her name is Ella, and her brother is named Moses. And so I don't know how they got. He actually, I think Moses, actually Ella's brother, reached out to Trisha and said that he was interested in dating her. And so she actually started dating him. And she said originally it was like a joke. She just thought it was like, haha, I'm gonna get you back for being mean to me type thing. But then they actually started to like really fall in love. And so then they ended up, you know, dating and becoming boyfriend and girlfriend. And then now they're actually engaged. They've dated for like a year now. And he just recently proposed, Moses proposed to Trisha Paytas. And so they're obviously in a relationship. Now they're planning a wedding, that kind of a thing. But in the process of, you know, Trisha being the girlfriend of Ela's brother, this is like so confusing to explain. Like, it makes sense if you, you know, have seen, you know, their little updates. But so pretty much they're in a relationship. And during this time, Trisha and Ethan, they decide to do a podcast together. They've been doing it for about 6 months now. And, you know, they have, I think, 26 episodes out. And so they've become, you know, you kind of see their progression as far as going from just kind of acquaintances and just tolerating each other. I mean, they had lots of fights and kind of blow-ups, but then they've become friends and actually have a really close friendship now. And their whole family has really come together and are really close to each other. Okay, and so in the process of like really getting to know each other, if you know, you know, Trisha Paytas' history before dating Moses, she was actually dating someone who's in the Vlog Squad, which the Vlog Squad is David Dobrik's little group of guy friends mostly. There's a few girls in there, but friend group of people, and she was dating the one guy. He's like the older one out of all of them. Most of them are like in their 20s and 30s. And he's like, I don't know how old he is, like 50 or something. I'm not sure. But anyway, so Trisha Paytas was dating him for a long time. And they had a tumultuous relationship and it ended pretty badly. Pretty much during their whole relationship, David Dobrik actually kind of played a pretty negative role in their relationship. And they had a lot of issues because of the kind of stuff that was going on in their little friend group, that Trisha Paytas like didn't agree with. There were jokes that, you know, David Dobrik would make over and over again, like, oh, we're gonna, you know, why don't you guys hook up with this other famous YouTuber, and just like, you know, just being really disrespectful to Trisha. And so she, not only that, she was not, you know, there was other things that were going on. One of the other group members, Brandon Calvillo, was allegedly, actually, I don't know if it's alleged or not, but was dating a underage girl. She was 17. And, you know, Trisha just really did not like that and had an issue with it, rightfully so, because, I mean, I don't know how old Brandon was. I think he was like 26, but don't quote me on that. You can check his age yourself. But either way, like, dating an underage girl is, you know, really inappropriate and strange. And so she had a problem with that. And she would bring it up and everyone would get mad at her for bringing it up because, you know, they're like, he can do whatever he wants. There's nothing wrong with it. Like, you're just overreacting and blah, blah, blah. And so she was just expected to kind of go along with whatever they did. And so she actually made a video where she talked about, you know, this guy dating an underage girl. And because of that video, what's his name? Jason ended up breaking up with her because, again, she was just kind of expected to go along with what they did and not question it, which is a messed up environment to be in. Like, I don't understand why anyone would think that's appropriate to just ask somebody to go along with everyone else's beliefs if they don't agree with it. That just seems messed up. But anyways, so then obviously they ended up breaking up. There's a whole bunch more to that breakup, and I won't get into that in this. I'm trying to keep this episode relatively short. And so, yeah, so that's kind of the backstory with Trisha and the Vlog Squad. And so she had some really,
she had some really, you know, really sad, honestly, experiences with them. There's one part where, you know, she actually went to a hospital, a psychiatric hospital, to get help for her, I think, depression and possibly borderline personality disorder. And so she was, you know, in a psychiatric hospital. She was actually 5150'd, which means that you're taken there against your will, because, you know, I won't even get into that because that's, again, a long story. But, you know, one part where she's in this hospital and Jason shows up with David Dobrik, the guy that is causing a lot of their relationship problems. He shows up to the hospital with David Dobrik, and David Dobrik has a camera. And I don't think he asked to film, but that was just a very odd thing to bring to a psychiatric hospital. And there's just been a lot of stories about David Dobrik, you know, treating his friends very poorly, a lot of peer pressure kind of situations. But then after the whole fact, after she, you know, got released from the hospital, she never heard from him again, David Dobrik, which she believed that they were friends. And so for him to kind of just freeze her out completely after her speaking out against, you know, just believing it was inappropriate for an adult to be dating a minor, the whole group kind of just dropped her. And kind of like honestly just discarded her like she was worth nothing, which is so devastating. I can't imagine being in that situation. So clearly there's a history there. And so while Trisha spent time on their podcast, her podcast with Ethan Klein, it was called Frenemies. They kind of talked about, you know, life in general. And so the topic of obviously her ex came up, Jason. And then she shared some of her experiences with the vlog squad and a lot of negative experiences and actually pretty, you know, devastating stuff. And I gotta say, Trisha is not a saint. She's definitely struggled. And some of the things that she's done, like, I don't support, but I do think that she seems like she's a good person and she cares about people and she has a good heart. And she's changed and she's actually seems to be like in a really good place right now, a happy place, a healthy place. And the way that she, you know, treats others, she's seems to be doing a really good job, on her like recovery and everything. Because again, she has borderline personality disorder, which is a very hard, you know, diagnosis to have. There's a lot of stigma behind that. And there's a lot of challenges that that diagnosis brings. And so, you know, I admire her for being open and sharing that part of herself, because a lot of people would probably not want to share that. And so honestly, it's good that she shared that and you see her kind of progress throughout the show of like, you know, being able to cope with her triggers better, which is great to see somebody progress in such a way. So anyways, so that kind of came up. And so in the process of that, of Trisha sharing her story of what, you know, really kind of happened, with her experience with Jason, David Dobrik, and the whole vlog squad, because she was, I don't know how long her and Jason were together, but they were together for a pretty long time. Well, not pretty long. I mean, I'd say, I'm guessing a year and a half, maybe even 2 years. So it wasn't a super, I guess, long time, but the amount of time they spent together, because she's a, I don't know what you call somebody that they all do YouTube for their job. So they're all like professional or I don't know. I guess their job is to vlog. And so she spent like 24/7 pretty much with Jason. And so Jason is kind of the right-hand man of David Dobrik and kind of his like, I don't know, assistant, if you want to call it, like go-to guy that kind of he can talk him to do whatever. Like if David needs something,
it sounded like he would drop anything and like go and help David with his vlogs. And so she's around this group of friends for a long amount of time. Like I said, they're pretty much spending all their days together and nights because that's what they do for a job. They're, like I said, YouTubers, and they're very popular. David Dobrik is, you know, one of the most popular YouTubers, I would say. And his group of friends is very popular because, again, there's like 12 different, you know, people in this group. And so they have a huge following. They have a huge power and influence. And so a lot of people look up to them. And a lot of people respect them. A lot of people want to be them. So to be in one of their vlogs is like this huge thing, you know. And being in their blogs could, or blogs, sorry, vlogs, video blogs or whatever, could really like make or break your career, it sounded like. So anyways, Trisha shares her experience. She talks about, you know, what it was like being in that group and some of the toxic stuff that happened and some of the really devastating stuff that happened to her while in this group and some of the things she saw that she, like, you know, felt like rightfully so, some of these things that are going on are just really disturbing and I can't support, and actually I'm going to share so hopefully people aren't put in these bad situations. So she shared, you know, her experience. And through that, she actually, I believe, Big Nick was the first person. He is another past Vlog Squad members.